It's Good Friday, April 15th, A.D. 2022. 1 Peter 3, verse 18 declares, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit." This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. An Egyptian Coptic priest named Arsenios Wadid, who was killed late last week, reportedly faced years of persecution prior to his death, reports International Christian Concern. He was stabbed several times in the neck by a currently unidentified assailant with unknown motives. The timing of his murder correlates with the Muslim season of Ramadan and the Christian Lenten season of Easter. In 2000, he worked to begin building a new church in Carmuz. Extremists confronted him, attacked his car, and threatened to kill him. His death sparks concern for subsequent attacks during a time of heightened religious tension and observance. Wadid was true to 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5, to the end. "For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord." Russia says a nuclear-free Baltic region would no longer be possible if Finland and Sweden became NATO members, alluding to additional nuclear deployments in Europe, reports CNBC. The Republican National Committee voted unanimously Thursday to withdraw from the Commission on Presidential Debates, which governs the general election debates, reports the Epoch Times. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said the commission is, quote, "biased and has refused to enact simple and common sense reforms to help ensure fair debates, including hosting debates before voting begins, and selecting moderators who have never worked for candidates on the debate stage," end quote. This vote comes months after the GOP threatened in a letter to urge its candidates to not participate in televised debates unless the commission adopts major reforms. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas demanded that Washington, D.C. authorities preserve the bodies of 5 late-term potentially illegally aborted babies for an investigation, reports LifeNews.com. Writing to D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser and Metropolitan Police Chief Robert Conte III, Cruz expressed concern that city officials may, quote, "destroy evidence of serious alleged violations of federal law," end quote, by incinerating the babies' bodies. Pro-life advocates with the Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising said they found the bodies of the 5 late-term aborted babies in late March in boxes from the Washington Surgery Clinic, a late-term abortion mill in Washington, D.C. The D.C. police have custody of the bodies, but they have refused to investigate if the babies were victims of crimes, according to Fox News. Cruz criticized city leaders for refusing to perform autopsies on the babies and reminded them of their duty to preserve the babies' bodies as evidence of possible crimes. Amos 5, verse 24 is our prayer. "Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." Contact Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser by phone at 202-727-2643. And urge her to preserve the babies' bodies and initiate an investigation. On Wednesday, Sean Fuchs held a second rally at Walt Disney's headquarters in Burbank, California. The crowd objected to Disney's advocacy of indoctrinating kindergarten through third grade students with the legitimacy of homosexuality and so-called gender fluidity. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis explained the purpose of the parental rights bill.
"We will make sure that parents can send their kids to school to get an education, not an indoctrination."
And Pastor Samuel Duth of Awakened Church in San Diego fired up the Christian crowd a week ago Wednesday.
"I drove all the way up, coming here to make a statement out in front of Disney, standing up for our children. We have a responsibility and a call by God to stand up and protect our children. Joshua 24, I want to read it out in front of Disney. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your forefathers that they worshiped beyond the rivers and in Egypt and serve the Lord. How many know these perverse gods that Disney is trying to push into our children's faces? These are not new things. These are old spirits with new identities on it, trying to mess with our children. But as for me, in my household, we will serve the Lord.
Christians are already planning to boycott the latest Toy Story movie called Lightyear because of an explicit lesbian kiss. We have a link to a 2-minute video of Sean Fuchs' activism in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, Twitter is a Twitter today on the news that Elon Musk has made a bid to buy the entire company, reports CNBC. Gary Bauer of Campaign for Working Families said, quote, "This is the biggest business story of the day, but it's really not about stock prices or business. It's about political power, and the woke left is having a total meltdown," end quote. Musk bought a 9% stake in Twitter and was initially set to join the board of directors, but he had bigger plans in mind. Yesterday morning, Musk announced that he's offering to buy the company for $43 billion in order to take it private. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Good Friday, April 15th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.